On the same day Ukraine's president addressed U.S. lawmakers about the Russian invasion of his country, Brigham and Women's Hospital cardiologist Dr. James Mueller was doing some diplomacy of his own. He addressed a group of more than 100 Russian scientists and physicians and delivered a stark message in a speech broadcast in Russia and online yesterday. Mueller told the group that the violence in Ukraine has raised the threat of a nuclear war. He said the potential damage is, quote, beyond our imagination. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Dr. Mueller was blunt. He said Russian President Putin's military action has increased the risk of nuclear war.
We know that Putin has said that if we interfere with what he's doing in the Ukraine, our country will experience immediate events that have never happened in our history. So that's a nuclear threat. And he said he's put the weapons on high alert.
Mueller is co-founder of the group International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War. It won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1985 for bringing attention to the consequences of nuclear war.
When nuclear weapons are on high alert, you can have accidents, computer accidents. You can have miscalculation. You can have a terrorist get a hold of the system on high alert. You put all of human civilization is now hanging in the balance because of these horrible weapons.
Mueller said the Russian Academy of Sciences invited him to speak yesterday. He said his address was not censored, despite the Russian government's crackdown on public criticism of the military action in Ukraine.
There were no restrictions on what I could say, and my remarks were not read in advance.
During the meeting, it was discussed that the Russian Academy might issue a statement with a U.S. partner calling on leaders to work for peace in Ukraine. Moscow State University professor Sergei Kolesnikov is a member of the Academy.
We must call for USA decision makers and Russian decision makers to find a way out.
There was consensus that the scientific community has a role in trying to prevent nuclear catastrophe, according to Dr. Joe Hodgkin. He is a hospitalist physician at Mass General and attended yesterday's meeting.
It was referred to as scientific diplomacy. So when the meaningful engagement is not necessarily happening at the government-to-government level, making those connections at the citizen-to-citizen, doctor-to-doctor, scientist-to-scientist level.
Dr. Mueller has worked on this type of diplomacy before. Just before last month's invasion of Ukraine, Mueller and a group of Russian physicians presented plans for doctors to work together on major public health issues. Now, Mueller says, there's no possibility to seek funds for medical collaboration until there's a ceasefire in Ukraine and less risk of a nuclear conflict. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.